Welcome to episode 90 of the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business. I'm Brian Fisher. In the previous episode, 89, our guest was Paul Report discussing mobile services. This podcast series focuses on the various subjects and topics to help you run a successful, profitable business. They're approximately 15 minutes long, so you can listen while commuting. Hopefully, you'll find one or two takeaways to implement per episode. Today's episode discusses Profit First with Rocky Lavani. Based out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Rocky Lavani serves as Chief Profitability Advisor for business owners. He teaches them how to ensure they get paid and make profit a priority. As a certified Profit First professional, he implements Mike Michalowicz's Profit First system. He states, "We change the accounting formula of sales minus expenses equals profit to sales minus profit equals expenses. This ensures profit comes first, and it's not all about money at all cost. People come before money." Rocky started with nothing when his parents immigrated to the United States when he was 2 years old, and his parents were in their 40s. It was his parents' second time starting over in life as they moved here to experience the American dream. Despite a lot of struggles and his mom passing away when Rocky was 7, he has achieved financial and life success. Rocky loves to share his journey and inspire others to achieve their dreams even faster. Let's welcome Rocky Lavani. Rocky, welcome to the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
Thanks for joining us today, Rocky. Rocky, I'm always interested in people's stories. What's your background in becoming the founder and chief profitability officer at Profit Comes First?
That's a long story, but we don't have time for it all.
Let's do the Cliff Notes version.
Here's the Cliff Notes version. You know, as a kid, I was very entrepreneurial. And I was also very tech savvy. So our tech was the Apple II computer, you know, with 4K of memory. So clearly tech was limited. But one of the first programs I really started playing with was a program called VisiCalc, an electronic spreadsheet, long before today's world. And I literally lived my life on spreadsheets. We put everything on them. And so I just had this valuable skill that I didn't realize how valuable it was. And much later in life, I was like, I got this aha moment where I found out that business owners didn't understand the business of business, right? That's what this podcast is about. They didn't look at their numbers. They didn't want to look at their numbers. They went into business to do what they loved. And accounting wasn't on the list. And I'm like, oh my God, I can help these people. Spreadsheets tell me stories. I can figure out how to make the business much more effective. And so I partnered with and became certified with Profit First. And that's what we do now. We help business owners to have a growing and more profitable business. Work less, make more.
That's a great story. Well, today's episode is Profit First. So how do you help executives and business owners ensure that they have a growing and more profitable business?
So let's start with the beginning. The equation you've all been told for profit is sales minus expenses equals profit. That's an accounting definition. And Mike actually owned a bunch of businesses, sold them, made lots of money, went bankrupt, all of that. And he realized that the reason he was struggling is because he had the wrong equation. So he changed it to sales minus profit equals expenses, because we are supposed to be profitable. So we take our profits first. And so what we do is we help business owners to set up a system that every time a dollar comes into the business, we define what the dollar is used for and we send it to do its job, profit, making sure the owner gets paid, making sure taxes are covered, and we constrain your spending. Because the reality is business owners will throw money at every single problem they can, and they will use up all their money very quickly. And then they'll spend their paycheck and the tax bill and the profit bill, all in hopes that one day they will be profitable. And we just put a lot more discipline to that. You're an engineer, right? So you understand math. every business has a math equation, and you can literally sit down from the beginning to the end and figure out those math calculations, come up with projections, and then constantly measure how you're doing to that. So let's just start at the beginning. In order for you to sell something, you got to have a lead or some interest. So we look at, okay, how many people are interested in your business or your products? What percentage of them buy? What's the average sale? How often do they buy? And all of that tells me what your revenue is. And then we can start playing with those dials and say, oh, you know, I'm noticing this in your business. If we make a slight change there, it'll have a dramatic effect. Then we look at, okay, now that we know the revenue, where is all the money that's leaving the business? You know, your employees, overhead, marketing, et cetera. And that tells you your net profit. The problem is, and I don't think most business owners realize this, profit doesn't equal cash. And so then we start to say, okay, you got this profit. Now, what happened to your cash? Oh, it's in accounts receivable. Oh, there was an owner draw. Oh, I bought a new truck. Oh, this occurred. I bought inventory. Oh, that's where all your cash disappeared. So we figure all of that out for people, and we help them to say, how can we do the least amount of work to make the most amount of money?
Well, that really hits the topic about managing cash flow and profitability. Both of those topics are key to having a successful business.
They are. I think one of the reasons businesses go out of business is they don't have cash flow. And what business owners don't always understand is, more often than not, one of the reasons they don't have cash is growth. They grow so fast that they don't have the cash coming in to keep up, and they get themselves in trouble.
Yeah, managing cash flow is key, and your line of credit and all those type of financial type of factors are major in being successful. We're speaking with Rocky Lavani, founder, chief profitability officer of Profit Comes First. So, Rocky, why is it that accounting reports don't tell you what you need to know?
Well, and we kind of touched on this, right? Because you get this profit and loss statement. First of all, by the time you get the profit and loss statement, it's a month later. That's a wonderful rearview mirror, but how are you going to run your business looking in the rearview mirror? And that's, I think, why a lot of business owners don't look at it, because they're like, well, thank you for telling me what happened 60 or 90 days ago. What do I do today to improve my business tomorrow? And so what we do is we use the historicals to project the future, and then we constantly measure and look at how we're doing against that. And we figure out behind each of those things that I talked about, there might be another 10 equations that we come up with. And the good thing is the business owner doesn't have to do this. I'm the geek. I'll go look at the spreadsheet and figure it out of how that all kind of comes together and how it makes it work.
Well, kind of more on the emotional side of business, the soft side of business, I guess. This is a three-part question. Why won't money make you happy? And how can you create harmony in life and live your ultimate life?
How many rich people do you know who are miserable? Right? Because they're so busy chasing money that they forgot to live life. They're like, I'll be happy when. And I think that's the first thing. If you are not happy on the journey, you will not be happy when you get to the destination. And a lot of people give up their health to get their wealth, and then they're really stuck because now they have to give up all their wealth to get their health back. So I think there's that kind of balance. The other thing is very few people define what they want in life. Some people come up with a business plan, but how many people come up with a life plan? How many people define what they want and where they're going? Before we started hitting record, you were talking about flying on a trip. Imagine you got in the airplane, right? Now you're a successful business owner, so of course we're sitting in first class because it's deductible. You get a tax deduction, right? We waste money because we get a tax deduction. I get it.
I was always too tight to fly first class.
But you're sitting there.
I do business class or comfort plus, extended leg room.
So you're sitting there, right? And they were nice enough to bring you a drink before takeoff while you're waiting. And all of a sudden, right before takeoff, you see the pilot run onto the plane. You're like, wait, what? And he comes on the speaker. He goes, hey, sorry I was late. Didn't get a chance to look around the plane. I'm sure they filled it with fuel. Not sure where we're going today, but as soon as I get airborne, I'll figure it out. My question to you is, are you staying on the plane? Or are you running off the door? Because who is this crazy guy in the pilot seat? But yet, how many people live life like that? They haven't defined their destination. They're constantly chasing after every shiny object that comes in. Decisions become hard because, well, should I do this or should I do that? I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going. So I don't know if I should go left or right. Once you define what you want from life, it becomes very easy to then go that direction. It gets easy to say yes. It gets easy to say no. And then you have the clarity of what it's all about. And I think people look at, especially business owners, all they're looking at is the business revenue. They're not looking at, hey, am I spending time with my kids? Am I at the gym? Do I have great relationships? Is there what we call harmony in life? Balance is impossible, right? You can't ever have, like, things happen. Harmony is about, throughout life, different things are going to be important at different points. Sometimes we got to work all week because it's crazy week. But then take the time to go be with the family the following week. Have the conversations, figure it all out, and enjoy the journey.
Well, so many of us don't think about the journey. We're always chasing the carrot on the end of the stick for the next achievement. Not for fulfillment or what we want to do. We're just going for the next achievement.
Correct. That's what we call getting in the drift. And it is not hard to kind of drift off purpose. And once you're in the drift, then you're kind of stuck. So how do you stay out of the drift? How do you stay intentional with what you want and focus on that and work in that direction? Once you do, life is a lot easier.
Well, Rocky, what results have you seen with the various executives and business owners that have implemented your recommendations?
I really tell them they have to work a little bit less. So we figure out how to get time out of the business. Because if your business can't run without you, you have a job, not a business. But two, and the most gratifying is usually about 18 months or longer after they start working with me, the conversation comes around of, we've never had so much cash in this business. What are we supposed to do with it? And we're like, you need to remove the cash from the business. You need to go build wealth or another stream of income, buy real estate, live a little life, have some fun. Because when you're disciplined like that, you get results.
We're speaking with Rocky Lavani, founder, chief profitability officer of Profit Comes First. Rocky, is there anything I've not asked that you'd like to add?
No, I think the biggest thing is, if you want to change what's going on in your life, you need to take action. You need to take the first step. And I think people try to take massive steps. We tell people, let's take a baby step in the right direction you want to go, and then let's start steering forward once we're moving towards where you want to go. And you can test things out and say yes, no, and create the life you want.
Yeah, I do a fair amount of business consulting, and people get wrapped up. There's so many things that they want to accomplish. They try to eat the elephant in one bite, and they get wrapped up with all the minutiae, and you got to filter through all that stuff.
You do. You can't eat an elephant in one bite. It's like climbing a ladder. You know, a lot of people want to jump to the top rung of the ladder. You go running up to a ladder and try and grab the top rung, there's a good chance you're going to smack yourself and fall over. It's a lot easier if you just go over there, take a little time, go up a rung at a time, and things work out a little bit easier. That's just me, though.
Well, Rocky, how can people get in contact with you?
So my website is profitcomesfirst.com. Easiest place you'll find our podcast, Profit Answer Man, where we talk about how to implement this in your business and how other business owners are doing it and share success stories and ideas.
Rocky, thank you very much for joining us today on the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business. My sincere thanks to Rocky Lavani for joining us today. Managing the performance of your company is one of the most important things you do as a leader. This podcast is on YouTube and over 20 podcast directories. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. In search, type BCF ORG. Be sure to leave a space between BCF and ORG. Feel free to share this podcast with people who you think may benefit. A strong rating of these podcasts would be appreciated. If you'd like to reach out to me for business consulting or with any questions, comments, ideas, or potentially be a guest like Rocky, please go to bcforg.com. There's a red Contact Us button in the middle of the homepage. A LinkedIn symbol's on the upper right. Click on that if you'd like to see my profile. All the podcasts are available by clicking on the website podcast page in the reference bar. These podcasts will be released the first and third Tuesday each month. In the next episode, 91, our guest will be Allie Cudby discussing architecting growth. In business, running a successful, profitable business is the ultimate scorecard. You're never done and can always be better. It tends to be more fun than work, frustrating at times, but can be very rewarding. From BCF ORG Corp, I'm Brian Fisher, wishing you the best. Thanks.